Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Financial Freedom Through Stocks Swing Trading Strategy Step-by-Step Investing in Just 4 Hours Per Week is a practical investing guide by Philip Luth that focuses on swing trading rather than long-term passive investing or fast-paced day trading, based on the book description and related listings. Its purpose is to give readers a structured method for handling stock selection, risk management, scanning, and portfolio decisions with limited weekly time. The book presents itself as an accessible framework built from Luthi's professional background at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange and aims to simplify market participation for readers who want more control over their investments. It appears designed for both beginners and more experienced investors who want a clear, repeatable process instead of speculation or luck. The emphasis is on combining technical and fundamental analysis in a concise system that can be applied with discipline and relatively little screen time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a swing trading framework built for limited weekly time. The central promise of the book is that stock investing can be organized into a manageable routine of about 4 hours per week. That framing matters because it positions the strategy between passive investing and full-time trading. Instead of encouraging constant monitoring, the book appears to favor a medium-term approach where decisions are made around predefined setups and periodic review. This makes the method attractive to readers who have jobs or other commitments but still want active participation in the market. The time constraint is not just a convenience claim. It shapes the entire structure of the strategy by forcing selectivity, planning, and repeatability. In practical terms, that means the reader is expected to spend time on scanning, filtering candidates, and managing positions rather than reacting emotionally to every market move. The book's value lies in turning limited time into a disciplined process rather than presenting trading as a constant activity. Secondly, combining technical and fundamental analysis in one decision process. A notable feature of the book is its attempt to merge technical and fundamental analysis instead of treating them as competing schools of thought. According to the available descriptions, the strategy uses both market behavior and company quality as inputs, which helps reduce the weakness of relying on only one lens. Technical analysis can help identify timing, trend, and entry structure, while fundamental analysis adds context about whether a stock deserves attention in the first place. For readers, this combination is important because it creates a more complete decision process and can reduce impulsive trades based only on chart patterns or news headlines. The book seems to present this integration in a simplified way, making it usable for non-professionals. That simplification is part of its appeal rather than overwhelming the reader with theory. It offers a practical screening logic that can be repeated. This makes the method feel systematic and easier to trust over time. Thirdly, risk-reward and portfolio construction as core trading disciplines. The descriptions of the book indicate that risk-reward evaluation, portfolio building, and position management are not side topics but central parts of the strategy. This is significant because many beginner trading books focus heavily on entry signals while giving less attention to how losses are controlled or how several positions work together. By including portfolio structure, the book appears to push readers toward thinking in terms of overall capital preservation and balanced exposure. Risk-reward analysis is especially important in swing trading, because not every trade will succeed. So the edge comes from disciplined sizing and favorable asymmetry rather than perfect prediction. A portfolio-focused approach also suggests that the reader should avoid concentrating too much capital in a single idea and should treat each trade as one part of a broader plan. This makes the strategy more realistic and more sustainable. The emphasis on risk management helps distinguish the book from simplistic trading guides that promise outcomes without accounting for drawdowns or market uncertainty. Fourthly, step-by-step stock selection and scanning process. Another important dimension is the book's emphasis on practical stock selection and scanning, rather than merely explaining market theory. The guide is described as offering step-by-step instructions for finding trade candidates and narrowing the field to promising opportunities. This matters because stock selection is often the hardest part for retail investors. Without a filtering process, they can end up chasing random ideas or following market noise. A scanning routine creates consistency by making the search process rule-based instead of emotional. It also helps readers separate watchlist building from execution, which is useful in a swing trading system where timing and selection are distinct tasks. The description suggests that the author uses charts and examples to show how this process works in practice, which likely makes the method easier to apply. The practical focus implies that readers are not expected to develop their own strategy from scratch, but rather to adopt a ready-made workflow they can follow and refine. Lastly, a beginner-friendly roadmap for financial independence through active investing. The book positions itself as a guide for readers who want more financial independence through active stock investing, but without requiring professional trading experience or large amounts of capital. That positioning broadens its audience beyond advanced traders and makes it relevant to newcomers who want a structured entry point. At the same time, it also appears useful for experienced investors who want to organize scattered habits into a clearer system. The book stands out by presenting trading as a learnable process rather than a mysterious talent, and by using plain explanations, charts, and examples to support that claim. In genre terms, it seems closer to a practical investment manual than a theoretical market book. Its strongest appeal is probably the combination of accessibility and structure. Readers get a repeatable framework, but one that is still grounded in real trading concerns like screening, analysis, and risk control. That makes the book more actionable than many broad finance titles. In conclusion, Financial Freedom Through Stocks is best suited for readers who want a structured, practical introduction to swing trading and are comfortable with a rules-based approach to stock investing. Beginners may value it as a way to move beyond vague market advice and learn how to build a process for scanning, selecting, and managing trades. More experienced investors may appreciate it as a compact framework for organizing existing habits into something more systematic. The main intellectual benefit is that it treats trading as a disciplined workflow rather than a speculative activity, with attention to both analysis and risk control. Its practical benefit is that it appears designed to fit into a limited weekly schedule, which makes it more realistic for part-time investors than many trading books that assume constant monitoring. What distinguishes it from similar books is its combined focus on technical and fundamental analysis, step-by-step stock selection, and portfolio management within a concise medium-term strategy. It is not presented as a get-rich-quick guide, but as a practical roadmap for readers who want more control over their investing decisions and a clearer method for participating in the stock market. If you would like to support Philip Luth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.